What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 14th of April. How's your weekend? It's been, it's gone. He's been, he's gone. Jesus came and went, came out of self-isolation to find total lockdown. He's gone, fuck it. I'm come back next year. This ain't for me. I can't fucking suffer another near-fatal illness. I've had enough. I've been through enough. Do us a favour, mate. Roll that stone back over. I'll see you all next year, maybe, if you sort it out by then. Crazy. I think all the prayers were all cancelled. Everybody had to stay indoors. One MP was trying to get the fucking churches reopened for Easter, saying he's obviously religious. I mean, I don't mind if you're religious, but you can't get precedent over anybody else. I'm pretty sure, certain that pilgrimage to Mecca, even that got cancelled. So, and the Pope, didn't all that stuff in... that square in Italy, there was just that opera singer, Bocelli, is it? And the blind guy doing, which is apt because there was nobody there, so he probably wouldn't have fucking minded anyway. But he just did a big sing-song opera, and it was quite moving, but it was so empty, and it was surreal, and it's quite beautiful in a way. So, you know, you got to look at the... because that's normally just awash with tourists and packed, isn't it? So it's almost like a nice kind of unusual twist, if you like, but on shit circumstances, unfortunately. But anyway, as I said, people could still pray. People still did their gatherings. They did it all by Zoom and shit like that, didn't they? Everyone's having to use new technology. House party, fucking, you know... The church all meeting up on house party. The only problem is they can't pass the sermon around. They'd have to put like a crowd fund at the bottom. Chuck some money in the crowd fund for us. For the bread and the wine that we've all stocked up with for Jesus. But yeah, so I wouldn't know which day he was coming back anyway. I've lost total track of time over the weekend. Didn't get up to too much, but... enjoyed it anyway. Nice weather, wasn't it? It was like well hard to stay with the rules, and people were still breaking it. There was some people had loads of house parties going on. Apparently, you can't get away with that. You can try, but your neighbours are just going to grass you up. Your neighbours are not going to fucking be happy about them having to do the right thing and you having a great time. It's easy, isn't it? Anonymous phone call, although. It's hard to be anonymous at all anywhere now, isn't it? Because fucking everywhere's phones tapped. Every iPhone, that can trace you back. Anything you do in life now, they trace you back to it. You can't get away with anything. They'll just go, right, where was you on that? We've got you down making a phone call on Tuesday, 2 o'clock. It's, you know, you said you were so-and-so, but we've got you making a phone call at 2 o'clock on Tuesday. In 2018, explain yourself. Right, you've got me. I don't even remember myself, but I guess you've got the evidence. That's what it's like now. Anyhow, it'd be crazy, wouldn't it? Imagine if it stayed like this and we all, the air outside just become fucking totally coronavirus. I'm giving a fucking dark science fiction story here, but imagine if it all just become total coronavirus and everybody had to stay in and like the only safe place was in the houses. That'd be fucking crazy. You'd have to like, the only kind of way you could socialise is drill massive holes through your neighbours. And that's all the only people you could knock about with is your neighbours on either side. So think about that when you're moving house. It could come. Make sure you buy a house in a road with some, you know, cool people in it or something. And not like, you know, a load of scumbags or people who keep... knocking you up for a tenner and that, and like asking you for some money to put in the electric and swap, you know, wanting to borrow fags off you and whatever, because that'll be constant. But anyway, it could happen. I hope it don't, because they're saying the lockdown's been extended, but hopefully it's not on the good side of it yet, is it? But they're hoping it's going to get better. But who knows? I'm not an expert, so I'm just saying. Let's all hope it gets better sometime soon. Here's a bit of a good story. Somebody's had romance off the balconies of Italy. That's the place of Italy, in Verona. Is that the place for Romeo and Juliet as well? People falling in love across the balconies because they can't go out. somebody was playing music, a violin, and the guy loved the music and he's fell in love with the violinist's sister. I don't know if you've seen her or not, but you've got to be careful when you hear music and think that's beautiful. I'm going to fall in love with that person. Because they haven't met yet, they fell in love, but they're not met up yet. So they've got to, like, you know, do that when they come to see each other in person. But as I said, you've got to be careful about falling in love with people that, based on their musical talent, because there's a lot of ugly musicians that are absolutely brilliant. So make sure you see them first. Look at Paul Potts. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying he's ugly, but I'm saying that, you know, you wouldn't fall in. You might not like fucking chuck your knickers at him off the balcony, let's put it that way. And he's a fucking stunning, stunning voice. Susan Boyle. Look at Shane. The Pogues. Forever, you know, there's fucking. But I'll tell you what, but the characters, and you could fall in love with characters, not all about the looks. You could fall in love with, especially the Pogues. They fucking, they would keep you up all night with their music, partying hard, and that. You can't fucking help but fall in love with that band. They fucking get you. You could be in the shittiest of moods and you'll be fucking having it. As soon as they come on, you just start fucking bouncing your head and the knees up, right? Pass us the fucking vodka. Pass us the beer. Get everything out of the cupboards. We're having a party. That's what happens when you put the Pogues on. Irish music, isn't it? I bet there's some fucking, some romance going on over Ireland. But they won't remember it in the morning because they'll all be too pissed. So that's good. Love finds a way. No one's knocking on my door yet. I didn't see any fucking Valentine's coming through. Or text or messages. Nothing. Not a and that was weeks ago. I thought they might have been lost in the post. Or maybe somebody sent me a Valentine's carrier pigeon or something with a note on it. But no, nothing. It's all right. I can wait like Jesus. I can wait till next year. I can. Things can only get better. I ain't got a pot to piss in at the minute anyway, so. It's a good excuse to not take somebody out as well under the lockdown. You don't have to, you know, you can do one of these things now where you meet up on the TV screen and have a glass of wine. You seen that? There was a dating site that sort of flashed up on, I wasn't looking, it was on the Facebook page. Come through and it was like people sitting having a glass of wine and chatting. That's the new meetup date. So you don't even have to, I told you, that's the way it's going. Everyone's, the whole, we're going to get used to this staying in the house. So everyone's dating now without even having to go and meet in a coffee shop and do the whole, oh, right, my mate, I've got to go and meet my mate in an hour, when you realise that they're not the kind of person for you and you've got to make up some excuse. I've got to pick the dog up from the vets. Well, it's 9 o'clock at night. Oh, yeah, he had a heart attack. I dropped him off because I was really keen to meet you, but can we do this another time? See ya. Anyway, I didn't think I'd get a fucking gig, a show out of this, because I can't find anything in the paper to talk about. So I'm talking about a load of other shit. A large wildcat has been spotted. I've seen the picture of this guy as well. There's a large wildcat. You know, the Beast of Bodmin and all that kind of, like, when they talk about a wildcat on the moors and nobody's ever seen it. There's always a grainy photo, almost like the UFOs. And it's always a mystery and, like, you don't believe it. Well, somebody's... There's a fucking one there, and it's 100%, what's it called, a cat that's from a zoo or something, not a cat that you would have in your house. It's massive. What they say it looks like? A large wild cat. I thought it was a bobcat, of what they were saying. So, yeah, so they are about. That would probably come, imagine coming and finding that, coming through the cat flap. But you probably wouldn't get through, it's massive. Well, if you leave the door open, anybody who's got a garden sitting in the sun and that comes down, I tell you what, it's not going to be too playful when it starts crawling at your hairy legs thinking it's one of those cat poles or whatever. Nice to see though, that's like the real world. I told you the wildlife's coming back. Everyone's indoors, so all the wildlife's creeping out of like whatever. Everyone's been ringing up. There's a lot of wildlife fanciers, ain't they? They've all been ringing up Springwatch people and Chris Packham and that, telling them that they've seen a stoat, and they're all stoked that they've seen a stoat, and or the badgers and all that kind of stuff. because nobody's out fucking smashing the badger's head in or fucking culling them and whatever else, aren't they? So they're all creeping out and like going, what's this? This is fucking all right as well. So they're loving it. They'll love that all the humans are stuck indoors. Philip Schofield selling his own wine. I ain't going to buy that. He's putting his name to a box of wine that's going to be sold at Waitrose. And some people have just got... Have they not got enough money, people? They just get fucking money chucked at them, don't they? Or you on the front line in the all this NHS. And why don't you... I'll tell you, well, there's a good idea for somebody, Waitrose. Why don't you put a fucking NHS nurse or a carer or somebody, doctor, whoever... Put them on a fucking bottle of wine, a box of wine. Put their name to it and let them have all the fucking money. Why is it always celebrities? You know, the new celebrity or the new heroes are these people on the front line. If you put like a nurse, because he basically goes and picks a wine, they put his name on it and they sell it and they fucking make a load of money and pay him. Do it with the nurse. Everyone will buy it, I'll tell you what. And she'd fucking be... That fucking humble, they'd probably give it all to the fucking NHS or something like that anyway. Whereas he's just going to be, yeah, money for me. It's all for me. I'm Philip Schofield. I'm a millionaire. Doesn't matter. I want more. I want fucking more money. Come on. Fuck me. The world's changing. Celebrities are fucking old hats. Let's talk about real fucking, you know, people with something about them. There you go. If you want to be a celebrity, train to be a fucking, you know, a nurse or a doctor or something like that. Or a backup, at least. But speaking of fucking pains in the arse, rich people, Richard Branson's still asking for money. $500 million he wants for bailing out Virgin Atlantic. And he's asking from his private island in, where's it called? In the Caribbean. Necker Island, is it? Why don't that guy just fucking disappear? Why don't he just stay on the island? Can we cut all communication to Necker Island, please? And leave, like, it can be like Castaway talking to his fucking Wilson football. So nobody has to hear his moaning that he wants 500 million. He's got 6 billion. He's got 4.2 billion. If he took fucking, as half of one of his billion, 500 million. Why don't you just say, I'll put 250, can you give me 250? Why do you have to have the whole fucking lot from the fucking taxpayer? Don't do it. Let him sell the company. Let it become nationalised. We'll take it. Cheap fares. Yeah, it's nothing worse than hearing a rich person fucking begging for money. I tell you, it's nauseating. So I got all them MPs taking 10 grand a fucking pop. I saw... one MP, Wes Streeting, I think, coming out and explaining that the 10 grand, don't worry, folks, 10 grand is not for, because they all got 10 grand extra because they've all got to work from home. It's to buy essential equipment because people don't have the equipment at home. I don't think I've ever been in PC world and seen anybody spend fucking 10 grand or even close to it. What do you need? A chair, a fucking laptop and a printer. Done. What else do you need? A filing cabinet. Okay, you get all that for under a grand. But they've been given 10 grand to fucking blow, so piss off. Everybody else has to fucking manage. Well, all of a sudden, all these MPs, rich MPs anyway, have got the fucking shit backwards computers and everything. Fucking joke, isn't it? Not buying it, sorry. Here's a great quote. I'm pulling out somebody else's quote of the day here by a guy called Bert Leston Taylor. A bore is a man who, when you ask him how he is, he tells you. Excuse me, I didn't mean to fucking burp at that. That was the moment. But anyway, that's a great statement, isn't it? Maybe somebody tells you when they start fucking rolling off on that one. If you know they've been unwell, that's all right. They get away with it, but not somebody when you're just giving them a passing comment. I'll get that one. That's another one to go, oh, the fucking dog, again, the dogs, I've got to pick the dog up. It's always the dog. I didn't know you had a dog, I don't. It's not mine. Anyway, let's move on. Where are we? A con man strolled out of a petrol station with £10,000 in cigarettes, claiming that they had been recalled by the head office. Great fucking idea, that is. He got caught, but They thought it was a trickster. He phoned up before and said he was on his way. He must have dressed up in a suit or whatever, or looked the business, or looked, you know, looked the part. And he went up and they handed over £10,000 of cigarettes, and he wandered off with them. That's a great. There's a good. You know, you got to admire his. There's a good attempt. That's not like armed robbery or anything, is it? That's like using his mouth, using his gift of the gab, and they handed it over. But he got caught, so shame. Never mind. He might have just, that might have just been lockdown fags. He might have been a heavy smoker. There might have only been a week's worth. So he's going to have to do cold turkey in prison. Sex workers are now demanding the cash. Sex workers are now demanding cash aid from the government because their married clients are stuck at home. Everyone's affected. Escorts say income has dived during lockdown. Virtual sex expected to boom. But webcam girls and sex chat hostesses say their work has also dried up. Don't want to use the word dried up and sex work at the same time, really. But surely the webcam thing is going. Well, I suppose it's, once everybody gets on it, it's like too many then, and it's supply and demand when there's too many on there. But surely all these blokes who fucking want extra affair, extra marital affairs, they're having to look online because they can't go and get it, can they? So, you know, you have to give them a virtual fucking blowjob or something. I don't know how you do that. You'll have to fucking, you'll have to do it that from there, and you'll have to do something with a sock on this end and pretend it's, you know where I'm going with it. It's, but yeah, but I guess they're, it's work, isn't it, at the end of the day? But is it legal? I don't know if it's legal, is it? Can you get bands out on the back of that? I think they should. They're struggling in their day. If they're hungry and they haven't got any money, if you're the fucking high class and you like, you charge like fucking £500 an hour, sorry, ain't got no sympathy because you're much, 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 much more minted than I am. And I'm not asking for any money off anyone. I'm just fucking eating the cheap eats. Beans on toast. You can't, beans on toast got everything you need. And it's like, that's a fucking council favourite, that is, I tell you. No matter how much money I have or how much money I ever get, beans on toast will still be on the menu. Not often, but, you know, I'll fit it in somewhere. Right, I'm going to finish up, I think. 50,000 pints of beer will go to waste if pubs remain closed in the summer. No, they won't. Give them away. If they're going to go to waste, give them away. Don't let them go off. What's the point? Again, you can let them go. Well, you can have two schools of thought on that. You can let them go to waste so that, you know, so that people still come and pay you because they, you know, they don't think that you can give the stuff away for free or whatever. I don't know what that side of it is. But the other side is if you gave all the beer away for free because it's going to go off, your punters would love it. They would just go, you know what, that guy's a fucking diamond. I'm going to drink in his pub. I saw when he was struggling, he gave all his fucking beer away, even when he was struggling. So, times are hard. If it's going to go off, just give it away. I'll be there. What time? What's the pub? Is anyone near me? Let me know. See, that's my slot. That's my little gift of the gab. Right, I think I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I've got other things to say here, but my mind's scrambled, and I'm going to do another one tomorrow. So hopefully you've enjoyed it again, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.